Finally, there's been a key breakthrough in the long stalemated struggle to win congressional approval of a proposed law, the Employee Free Choice Act, that would make it easier for workers to unionize. The breakthrough came with an agreement recently reached by union leaders and representatives of the nationwide Catholic health care system. The parties agreed to put in place virtually all the terms of the proposed Free Choice Act. The agreement recognizes unionization as a basic right that's fully in accord with Catholic social teachings, which recognize the just right of workers to decide whether to unionize, a right that's often been violated by managers at the church facilities. Managers and bishops who oversee them are not strictly bound by the agreement, nor are union organizers, but they are expected to use the terms as guidelines. The agreement could very well be described as a peace treaty between unions and the facility managers, who would abandon the aggressive tactics that many have used for more than a decade to block unionization. Managers, for example, have typically cornered workers individually to argue against unionization and order them to attend meetings at which managers raise anti-union arguments. As in the Employee Free Choice Act, those tactics would be barred. So would threatening pro-union employees with firing or otherwise intimidating them. Unions also would be barred from harassing or intimidating workers, or waging anti-employer campaigns aimed at getting the general public to pressure employers on the union's behalf. Once a majority of workers at a particular health care facility prove their desire to unionize, through so union cards or in an election, they'd begin negotiations with employers on a union contract. A neutral party would mediate any issues that remain unresolved after 30 days. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney hailed the agreement as a model for all to follow, as indeed it should be. That would mean, above all, enacting the Employee Free Choice Act, the most important reform of labor management relations since President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal reforms of the 1930s. With Perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.